You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Some of the hot topics that we've discussed, Derek Carr had a good weekend in Florham Park. You heard Jeff Darlington say the Jets believe he could bring them a championship. Daniel Jones, according to reports, is looking for $45 million a year. The Giants are set to give him, or looking to give him, $190 for four, which is $38 million, or for five, which is $38 million a year. They can franchise him at $32.5 million. And if anybody bites, they'll get two first-round draft picks. So a lot of stuff going on in the football. We're talking about the NBA as well. Terrible All-Star game, nothing approximating real basketball. Looked like the players were having fun, but what exactly is the purpose of the All-Star game? To sell your stars? And people, I'll just tell you, out of the mouths of babes, right? Charlie's sitting there watching the game with me, watched for about 4 minutes. He goes, this game is terrible. This is an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And I thought it was terrible too. So after halftime, I went downstairs and worked out for 45 minutes and came back. I saw the end of the game. There was nothing compelling about it. There's nothing that showed any artistry at all to me.
It was rough. I mean, listen, I there's fun things about it. You know, listen, you're a Celtics fan like myself. You enjoy getting to see Jason Tatum score 55 points. Him and Jaylen Brown go back and forth. You know what I thought really one of the biggest differences was, though? The no Steph Curry yesterday. I really do think that has an impact. A, from how fun a standpoint, just from how fun a player he is, that standpoint. But also, I do think he's one of the guys who likes to compete.
And also, you know, you're saying about the 55 points, right? What does it really mean?
Nothing.
Because if Michael Jordan was playing today and he decided, I'm winning the MVP, he could literally score 90 points if he wanted to. There's no defense.
Right, and when he was in All-Star games and trying to score points, it would be a big deal if he scored 35 because people played a little defense.
People played defense. Now, some news came out of it over the weekend. They talked about load management. Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves said, it's ridiculous. He's played in every game. By the way, let's give some love to Julius Randle. He's played in every single game for the Knicks as well. And Mikal Bridges has played in every game. He did miss that one game for the Nets before he was cleared. But I think that the way the schedules overlap, he will play in 82 games. If he doesn't miss one, that's important to him. It's just that important to some players.
Yeah.
And Kyrie Irving defends it. So he says, you know, we need time off.
And so I was looking. All right, Jordan retired at the age of 39. His last year in the NBA was the 02-03 season with the Wizards. So I thought, all right, he played all 82 games. But how many minutes per game did he play?
A lot.
Do you realize, Michael, he averaged 38.3 minutes a game in his career.
Amazing.
Played 37 minutes a game in his last year.
There's an old Joe DiMaggio line about playing hard, and he said, I have to play hard because I don't know if this is the first or last time somebody's ever going to see me play.
Mm-hmm.
These guys don't take that into account.
No.
But forget about that. That's the romantic aspect of it. Anthony Edwards hit on it as well. A lot of people save up for that one game to see the Clippers come in and play, and you want to see Kawhi Leonard, and that just happens to be a load management day. That's money that family spent that they don't really have. And the NBA doesn't tell you well in advance of when these guys are going to rest. And they should refund your money.
I mean, all the more reason we talk about how it's such a star-driven sport that these stars who seem to care just like so much about their own brand and have the audacity to say, well, it creates interest in the sport that I get traded and that I demand a trade. Well, if you care so much about the sport and the interest in the sport, how do you feel about those people who come to see you play and you don't play?
And let's move to the trade demands where if you listen 10 minutes ago, Durant defends it. It's great for the NBA. They love player movement. You know, Twitter blows up. you know, Twitter also gets really active during wartime, too. So, I mean, just because Twitter gets active doesn't mean it's good. And then Kyrie Irving said, why can't I do what I want to? Because when you sign a contract, it's kind of like, I don't know, your word? So, I love player movement like LeBron has done. If you are, in fact, at the end of your contract, you can go where you want. But Kevin Durant signed a 4-year, $200 million deal, and before he played one game on that deal, he demanded a trade during this offseason. And then 3 months into the season, 4 months into the first year of that contract, he demanded a trade again. And that's why I firmly believe that if teams would dig in and say, no, you're not being traded, these guys are either going to play or not get paid. But they don't do that. They won't stand up to it.
And don't relate it to, well, you're telling me that I've got to be in a bad situation. Anybody else would try to better their situation. How does the everyday person, Michael, better their situation? Let's say I was unhappy here at ESPN. Can I go up to Ryan Hurley and demand to be traded to the fan?
No, you wait till your contract's up.
Wait till your contract's up. Or you know what, Don, go home, don't get paid. And then go find another way to make a living.
I hope he doesn't play.
You know, so don't relate it to. And again, how bad, quote unquote, do you have it? You know, there are people that are at jobs that have careers where they really have it bad, where they really get treated poorly, where they're completely underpaid. So don't throw out the whole, well, anybody wants to better their situation. Sign a contract, live up to the contract. And then do what LeBron was so vilified for throughout his career.
But isn't that part of it, though?
Wait till you become a free agent and then leave.
But didn't you just say the thing that if I was the player, I'd argue? But even if you do it the exact right way, like LeBron, you still get vilified.
But there's a different vilification because I think there's a segment of people, Peter, that want players to stay with teams. I'm not that person. They have a right to leave at the end of their contract. But they don't, in my opinion, have a right to leave when you're in the middle of contract. And then the people that defend those players will always come back to this. Well, teams trade players in the middle, but you're allowed to do that.
And also, correct me if I'm wrong, the LeBron, the decision, that was what, 2011? So yeah. 2010? Yeah, that's a decade ago. I bet you if LeBron did it today, nobody would have a problem with it.
Well, and I was.
He did do it. He did a couple years ago with the Lakers. Nobody had a problem with it.
No, but the decision and the pomp and circumstance that went in, where is he going to go, have a big televised event and all that. I think we've gotten used to these players bolting to the point where, you know, you honor your contract and you leave. And listen, basketball's not the only one. There have been hockey players that have demanded trade. Baseball players have demanded trades. But it just seems like it's the get-out-of-jail-free card. Anytime you feel like you're, quote-unquote, being disrespected, I'll just demand a trade.
And also, you could dream up disrespect. And also, you don't want to be traded, right? When you sign your contract, put a no-trade clause in there. They can't trade you then. But anything that's not in the contract, they get upset. Well, teams could trade because they're allowed to. But once you sign a contract, you're kind of giving your word for 4 years you're going to play there. But because something didn't go right for Kevin Durant, he wanted to be traded to Phoenix. Again, if I'm the Nets, I never would have done it. Now, with Kyrie, I would have done it. And the reason being is they'd get nothing for him at the end of the year. This way they got some decent players for him. But Kevin Durant was signed for 3 more years. You either tell him, Kevin, you play here and you play hard or you don't play. But the NBA doesn't seem to have the stomach for it. That's how you stop it. Once you sign a contract, you are locked into that team. And if it's a no-trade contract, they're locked into you. It's not good for the NBA. It's terrible. And it's a terrible thing for sports where a kid could buy a Durant jersey that says Brooklyn on it, and now it means nothing.
And it's so weird. It's just why the NBA is different. We're just having conversation. We got a call from somebody earlier who was a Raider fan that said Carr wasn't a great teammate. He wasn't great in the room. Like, it's funny how in football, it's so important how you relate to that room and what kind of leader you are. Like, this wouldn't be tolerated in football, Peter, because being a bad teammate can bring the team down. But I think in football, fans follow teams, and they're a little bit more oriented that way. Basketball just seems to be different. It doesn't seem to be that important to be a leader or be there or play every game.
I think there are teams in the NBA where it is that way.
Yeah, winning teams.
Like, really good winning. Like guys, look at my Celtics. This is a real group.
No, the Celtics,
there's
Golden
a real
State.
Core. There are real teams that have real culture. Milwaukee. They care about being there. It's a real team you follow every year with core players. And then there's the rest of the league.
But that's, you know why, Peter? Because usually it's the teams that try to find the shortcut, get the super teams, piece them together, that don't have that leadership. The teams that seem to do it the right way, Golden State, Milwaukee, Boston, They're the teams that don't have these issues.
It's true. And the difference is in the NFL, it's basically up and down the board. And that's just what the – I think – Michael, tell me what you think. I think there's an element of, like, your health being so on the line together with your teammates every week.
Right.
That they view team in a different way. It's a little bit more of a life and death kind of situation.
Now, in fairness to the players, though, guys, I don't blame them completely because they have these health management people in all sports. I see it with the Yankees. It's a good time to give this guy a day off because they want him really fresh in September.
We kill that, though.
We kill it. It's not, but I think that's where it started, where these production of the health experts that each team employs will tell you, you could get a better performance 65 games than 82 games.
But when it happens in baseball, Michael, it seems like the player isn't necessarily on board. He's not defending it. It's the manager that defends it, right?
Right.
Like when Aaron Judge is off, you know, the last Aaron Judge, and Aaron will be like, listen, they want me to take off, and I'm just going to take off. But it'll be Aaron Boone that will defend it to the hilt. Like, so the organizations kind of have your back, but the players almost – I'm not even really sure they're on board with taking all these days off. I think they'd rather play. We talked about
how
many times.
NBA players are on board.
They're totally on board, but I think these, you know, because you know what happens in the NBA? You don't dress. You sit in the stands. You sit there and enjoy a basketball game. What happens in baseball? You still have to dress. You still have to go to the game, sit in the dugout, maybe be prepared to come in. So they probably like, I'd rather play anyway.
One thing I would tell Adam Silver, though, you know, they're talking about maybe shortening the season. We're not having back-to-backs.
Doesn't make a difference.
They would still want to sit out games. They just don't want to play 82 games. If they played 68 games, they wouldn't want to play 68. They'd want to play 50. So don't change a thing because they still won't play every game.
Because we saw it during the shortening time during COVID.
Right.
They took time off during the bubble. They didn't play a full 82 games into the next year. You know, they still found a way to take off. Now, the don't do that. They'll still take the same amount of time off. They still absolutely will.
All right, let's go to the phones, 1-800-919-3776, and we'll go to Patrice in Long Island. Patrice.
Michael, Don, Peter, what's up, baby? You good?
How you doing, man? We're good.
Good. I think you guys are a bit of a prisoner of the moment with the All-Star game. Last year, LeBron hit a game-winning shot where Reggie Miller's going crazy. Cleveland, this is for you. And Steph Curry hit like 52 three-pointers in that game.
52?
And a couple years ago, a couple years ago, Anthony Davis hit those free throws to win the game. Like, it was a pretty exciting game.
Yeah, but the only thing that it's exciting for, Patrice, in the past couple of years is that the number that they come up with to end the game, it was close. Yesterday was a blowout. And so the whole game means nothing. What they're trying to do is make the last minute and a half of each quarter mean something because they're playing for their respective charities, and you win a quarter, and then that helps set the number at the end. But yesterday's game, the Giannis team was up by 20. So it became they're actually shooting the ball from midcourt. That's what Donovan Mitchell was doing. So it doesn't make sense. It's not a good look for the NBA. And I just saw a quote from Kobe Bryant. He said, fans want to see what the best basketball players playing the best game, how it would turn out. They don't want to see a glorified dunk contest. This is from Kobe Bryant like 7 years ago. So that's a Mamba mentality. Nobody on that court yesterday had a Mamba mentality. Nobody.
And I don't think any of us are saying that it hasn't been good at all and it never will be good. But at this moment yesterday, it may have been the pinnacle of not good.
And the only time it's good, Peter, is if it's close. But if you have a up and down glorified layup line, words out of mind of Jaylen Brown, it's not good.
And for the record, last year with Steph was better. But remember, for most of the game, it was still layup lines. Most of it. All you're hoping for is to get a few minutes of good. And yesterday, you didn't get the few minutes of really good. You got some fun moments.
Now, I don't know if the money's too out of hand for it to matter, but Michael's right. Give the winner $1 million each.
I think
loser gets nothing.
I think everybody wants $1 million.
I think $1 million would move the needle, even for a guy making $40 million. I think it would, and then they would play hard.
I kind of like what the NHL did with the 3-on-3 for the division, so at least you can kind of root for your division, and then the winner. The team that ends up winning, they get $1 million. They split $1 million, but it's still $1 million amongst the 20 some odd players. But the NBA certainly can afford $1 million a play. We're talking 12 players. That's $12 million. I mean, I would think even making that much money, you'd want to make sure you're on the winning end if it means $1 million. And go back to the East and the West. The draft is silly. They tried to have it contrived for television with the draft, but it doesn't seem to work. And if you just went back to East-West, pay $1 million each to the winner of the conference, that might actually step it up a little bit.
And it would be kind of good if, like, Giannis knew the rules. You know, he picked Ja Morant with the second pick. Ja Morant was a starter. He could not be picked to be on the bench. So that wasn't a good look either. And it was done in such a weird way. It wasn't great. It wasn't the best part of the weekend was the 3-point shooting contest, which Dame won, and Mac McClung. You can't believe a guy that size could, like, his mouth was around the rim. He's 6'2". Now, for him, it was a productive weekend. He made $4,000, I heard, in salary so far from the G League. He got $100,000 to win the dunk contest.
That's something.
That is something. Let's go to Daniel in Brooklyn. Daniel.
Hey, love you guys. You're all great.
Thanks, bud.
I'm calling because watching some of the XFL, I think the D.C. Defenders have a better name than the Washington Commanders.
Wow, strong. What do you think, Peter? Thoughts.
Don said that to me earlier, that he feels that way. It's close. I could argue it's better, but, like, wouldn't you say it's very similar?
Well, let me ask you this, Michael.
Yeah.
It's different. If it was the Washington Defenders, I don't think you'd have that opinion. I think D.C. Defenders sounds better.
So the alliteration you like.
Right, because I don't think you're going to take Washington out of it, make it the D.C. Commanders.
No, so it's the alliteration that makes D.C. Defenders good. But on the flip side of the alliteration, I like the symmetry of syllables that you get with Washington Commanders.
Now, I didn't see a second of the XFL.
Neither. I didn't watch
either.
Okay, so we can't really speak.
It's weird. I want to, but I didn't. I don't know. I don't know why. It's just not on my radar yet.
How'd my Defenders do?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but Anthony Beck's St. Louis franchise had a game-winning touchdown at the end. I saw that on social media. I'm happy.
Is that the A.J. McCarron team?
I don't know. I just saw the game-winning touchdown. I can't tell you who's who, what's what.
Well, I'll have you know the Defenders were big 22-18 winners over the Sea Dragons.
Wow.
And then the USFL
starts
next week.
When those two teams meet, you just throw away the records.
I agree 100%.
Now, the USFL's got a little bit more cachet because it's the USFL.
The XFL is the rock.
But I don't know. I want to watch it. Over the last couple of years, I've wanted to. It's just that, you know, there was hockey on last night. I've got too much stuff on my plate.
Yeah, you don't worry about it.
I don't like that when you go on ESPN.com and go to the scoreboard, when you go to the games, the score is there. There's nothing to click on.
So no box score?
I can't get a box score or a highlight.
Let's go to Trevor in Staten Island.
That's troubling.
Trevor.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, you?
Doing well. I mean, I'm still recovering from putting the time in I watched that abomination of an All-Star game.
Wow.
But,
strong.
You know, listen, I'm a longtime NBA fan. Never really been an All-Star game type of guy. But I feel like real games now look like All-Star games when I was 15 years old. And All-Star games look like I don't even know what at this point.
That's a fair
point. I think Mike kind of made a good point before. All of these issues we talk about with the NBA, it always seems to be negative, whether it's player movement, load management, bad All-Star game. It all stems to me from just a long time lowering of a standard of just wanting to play. I mean, it's like you have to incentivize guys to play the sport at this point. It's, I think it contributes to all three things that we're talking about. I think individually people can argue their case for each individual problem, but overall, if the guys don't see the incentive to play a regular season game, to play for a franchise that's paying them, to play every game that they're capable of playing, why do we even care anymore as fans at this point?
Well, I think it stems from coaches that started it. Popovich is the one who started it. He would rest three or four guys. And so then it became something, well, it's accepted, and they think that will be better if we play fewer games. So I'm sorry. They deserve a lot of the blame, too. The players are just the employees.
Now, when Popovich did it, and I'm not defending, but it came from a place of it's going to help this team eventually win a championship.
Right, but that's what it was born of.
It was born of, so I guess you defended it because, hey, we all want to be there at the end so that we could be well-rested to win a championship. Are these players doing it to win a championship, or they just don't feel like playing? If there's a player out there, listen, I'm older, I want to be fresh for the playoffs, I want to make a run, I want to squeeze a couple more years out of this body before I retire, it would come from a place of, I don't know, a dignity. It would come from a place of, I get it. But if it's just, I just don't feel like playing 82 games, come on. And I think a lot of players just don't. The caller's right. They don't really love the sport the way they used to. They don't have to win a championship to be a star. They don't have to win a championship, make the loads of money. And so it shows by the fact that they just don't feel like playing. There's certain nights, certain buildings, certain cities, they just don't want to have to do it.
I'll tell you one thing about this. I'm watching the highlight now. ESPN has the highlights on YouTube of this Defenders Sea Dragons game. The field in D.C. where the Defenders play, it looks much better than FedEx.
Where they play?
Like the soccer stadium, I think.
Thank you.
Probably better field than the one they had at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's probably true. I'll say this about it. It looks like football. Like, Don, if you were sitting home, if you didn't have two little children to look after and you came on, I think you keep it on.
The couple of times, never the XFL, because the XFL took a little while to come back after COVID. USFL played last year, if I'm not mistaken. And I stumbled upon a couple of games, and I enjoyed what I watched. I think it was at my sister-in-law's, and I was just hanging out, and she gave me the remote, and I flipped it on, and I enjoyed it.
All right, so he'll watch USFL, but he will not watch a college game.
Who? Me?
Don.
What do you mean watch a college game?
Don watches a college game.
Yeah,
me.
Don't confuse hosts.
I'm sorry, Don.
No, it's football, because at the end of the day, it's football, and I enjoy football.
Well, not to Peter.
No. Well, I'm sort of like Don about college football the way he is about the USFL. If I'm in a hotel room traveling for WWE, I got nothing to do. I'm waiting for my dinner to come in the hotel, and there's a good college game on, I'll watch it. I don't make appointments to watch college until basically, if anything, the last couple of the playoff games and the championship.
Life is a series of face-offs, Michael, and the XFL and USFL is not very good at face-offs.
And it's also a series of hellos and goodbyes. So.
Right. I'm afraid it's time for
for a break right now. Yeah. So we'll be back with more, and also a very, I don't even want to joke about it, a very troubling thing has occurred within the family of our station.
Oh, we're going there. Hold on.
If you want to do a good show, we go there.
Oh,
I think we have to go there because it's the elephant in the room.
By the way, I just want everyone listening right now who's considering doing something else.
No, don't.
Do not break. This is a must-listen topic. Yeah. I didn't think we'd go
don't
here.
Don't let us lose the face off.
It's troubling.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted.
I was
all right.
Flabbergasted.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I'm not going to rip anybody.
Okay, here we go.
I'm just going to state a case here. So, DNR, our morning show, you can listen to them every Monday through Friday.
Hell of a program.
Great program. So Dave Rothenberg is going to turn 50 in March.
Okay. Wow, old. Sorry.
And I want you to listen to his crew when he announces that there's going to be a celebration. All right? Here is this from DNR.
Jerry's throwing a birthday party for me.
Hold on. What was just said?
Jerry's throwing a big birthday party for me.
Hey, Rick. Ray.
No, I didn't.
Huh.
Interesting.
Do you know about this?
Interesting.
I knew about it.
Receive the invite.
Dave says, I knew about it.
Yeah, I knew about it.
You know what this tells me then?
She said, do you want work people there? I said, no.
Wow.
Yeah. She actually asked me that very question.
You have been extremely disrespectful today.
No.
This guy is the worst human being on the planet.
Why am I the worst human being? I gotta have RJ, I gotta have you, listen, I gotta have Raymond. Where does it stop?
On the plus side.
There.
It's nice to know where we stand once and for all.
Yeah,
at least we know.
That's fine. I won't have to buy my birthday present that he won't use now.
So, listen. Boy.
This is tough.
Yeah.
When you're on a show, it is kind of like a family.
Yeah.
And Don could tell, Peter, I didn't know then. Don could tell you this. When I got married, we invited everybody at the station. People I despised.
Yeah.
We invited to the point that it got to the final total was 301 people.
Well, guess what? That ain't happening to this one.
But it's just like, was that over the top? Maybe. But you can't just disassociate yourself from your work people, because that's your family on the air, and it shows.
Now, hold on. Let me jump in here, because yeah, what you did was insane, and I'm definitely not going to do that at my wedding. But I can speak to specifically, and I know this better than Dave, specifically to what the morning show is like.
Mm-hmm.
Working at that hour with people every single day, the level of closeness that I have with that group, from Ebro to our camera guy, Rasan, it's a different sort of animal, because you're together every day, first thing. And here's the dumbest, craziest thing Dave said in that audio. He said, I got Rick, Ray, RJ, where does it stop?
Right there. Right there.
That's
where it stops.
And we would be okay with it, and Ryan would be okay with it. And you go, hey, it's a personal birthday party. My wife's throwing it. It's not huge. Of course I'm having my team from work there. This is a tough one.
What really hurt me and stung me.
Okay, bad.
Is that if you wanted to say, listen, you're my work people, and I've got my actual friends, then you say there's a separation there. I don't agree with it, but if that's the direction you want to go. But your son has a bar mitzvah, my money's good enough?
Oh, boy.
Now you'll have a party there in which I got to give money to the family. Then you're inviting everybody to the station. Everybody. But when it's a personal, let's have a good time, we don't need you. Listen, I'm just turned 55 years old.
Go ahead.
All right? This is when you start pruning
the tree. Pruning the tree.
I've been telling you to do
this. Draining the swamp, if you will. Sure.
And Michael will tell you, Nancy had a 39th. Birthday party for me. Joey was there. Michael was there. I mean, you're right. You're kind of that immediate family. There's family, and then there's immediate family. Like the radio station's your family, but your immediate family are the people that you're with every day on the
show.
Correct,
of course.
So all he really had to do was invite Rick, Ray, and RJ. Very good chance that one, if not all of them, would not have come anyway, because it's a distance. Matter of fact, Ray had a game. If the party was Saturday, from what I understand, Ray had a game, wouldn't be able to go. And Rick, I don't know if Rick would have traveled all the way from Long Island.
Also,
so really,
let's say that money is tight in the Rothenberg household, right? I have no idea. I don't want to get in their pocket. And they can't afford to invite three more people. You got to invite Rick.
Got to invite Rick.
I mean, he's your partner on the air. Peter has to invite Ebros to his wedding.
Both Ebros are going to be there. No, honestly, that was part of the decision-making process we had in talking about like how big the wedding was going to go, is me saying to Natalie, I said, well, listen, at the very base level, I have to invite my co-hosts from both shows. That's a given. Like before, you know, even if somehow I'd stopped it before producers, which by the way would be very tough too, but even if I did that, it's like, well, Ebro and Laura and Michael and Don have to be there, because they're all so integral to what I do, how I make a living, how I live. It doesn't make sense, guys. This is a crazy. Or how about this?
I don't know, Peter. Maybe I'm being melodramatic here. I don't know if that show can survive this.
Now, you think it's going to be a crack that will show over time?
Oh, it will be a fissure that will not go away. I mean, what a testament to what you feel about these people to not. I'm going to give you a perfect example. You and Donna Peter are the only ones that could back me up. I've never told the story. Okay, this Christmas, Jody and I decided to have a little get together.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided we can't invite people from Yes, and we can't invite people from ESPN.
Oh, you're going all the way there. This is a real story. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is a real story because I don't want 150 people for a party. So what we did was we invited people from this area that Jody's made friends with.
Where is that exactly?
Where I live.
Okay.
And I invited all of my college buddies.
Okay.
And friends from my newspaper writing days.
Mm, okay.
But if I invited everybody from Yes, there's no stop. And there's no stop if I invite everybody from ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I couldn't do, and I told Jody this, I said, I've got to invite Donna Peter. I just have to. It wouldn't feel right to have a party and not tell them. And I told them on the side, and it's not a slight to anybody else, and neither one of them could come, but I just felt they're my family. They're great friends of mine.
Peter has made it specific to the morning show, and I get that because you got to get up early and everything, but there is something about the immediate show that you're in every single day, even more so than management, and these are people that you're with every single day. That's the team, right?
That's
who you're going to war with every single day. And if you're not, it's one thing not to invite us, and we're disappointed we weren't invited, but that is a complete shot at Rick, RJ, and Ray. And
I'll tell you what, though, it makes it easy.
And it's a milestone birthday.
It's a big one. It's not 43. It's a big, you know, I'll tell you what it does, though. Really clears things up for the wedding, doesn't it? For you.
There's no way you invite him now.
Can't.
And there's no, I mean, I hate to say it because I love both of his sons. I'm not going to the second bar mitzvah.
Wow.
No, I'm good.
I'm good.
If I'm not good enough to be invited to his 50th birthday party, why am I going to
the what you're saying is the only reason we invited you is because we want the gift. Because when it really came down to having fun, no offense, he did. That was a nice bar mitzvah.
Very nice.
It was for the kids.
Of course
it was. Otherwise, you're sitting at a table eating free food.
Let's be honest. Non-Jews are lost at bar mitzvahs in the first place. Well, you guys don't know what the hell's going on.
You're there
to give a check.
To go out on the weekend and hang out with somebody you thought you were close to on their 50th birthday break some bread and have some drinks and some laughs and tell some stories.
Mm-hmm.
To not be invited tells me that I know where I stand with him, he's a casual acquaintance now.
It's stunning. We're not involving ourselves, but we're involving. How do you not invite Rick? He's essentially your work husband.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact
Road
he'd
dog.
Be tremendously entertaining.
And
he'd
also,
make the
at least Sherry did the right thing. Do you want me to invite your work people? No. He said no.
That's the interesting part.
She gets it.
He didn't even have to reveal that. He could have just said, you know, we decided. No, she in fact said, should we? And he went, no, I'm
and
good.
Come on. And listen, Rick would make the party because, you know, all Dave's associating himself with are enabling derelicts, right? Because anybody would get along with Dave on a long-term basis, probably just as sick as he is. Why wouldn't Rick be able to accentuate that party? Oh, I'd be disgusted if I were. Actually, if I were Rick and this was the NBA, I'd be asking to get traded.
Well,
I for a fact know that they are all pretty hurt.
You know that for a fact?
I know that for a fact. Mm. So, let... I worry about our station, and I don't know if that show can handle this. It's new. It needs togetherness and love and nurturing,
man.
And now you throw this wrench in there?
And what you need to do, if you're listening, and if you haven't listened to that show already, you should be listening, because I'm sure it's going to crash and burn spectacular for radio. So when it does come to a head, you want to make sure you're on
Great
the air
point.
For it.
Well, and also, you know this is going to have to be readdressed. How much was it addressed today? Did it come up a lot today?
I'm not sure.
Come on, it wasn't that
I was busy just
today.
I was the one who broke it to Don and Peter on a group text.
But yeah, I was. I
and
was
you
floored.
Saw our reaction, right?
Yeah, was done.
This was not. This is not jokes.
We're not ripping anybody. We're
no.
just saying
we're
how
just
could
sad.
This, how could this stand?
I'm still disappointed I wasn't invited. Again, I would not have been able to go if this was Saturday.
I don't think it was Saturday, Don. I think it's in the future. Why would
you think
he
have it still
his
hasn't
50th
happened?
Birthday party like 3 weeks before his birthday?
Oh, it is. It's March. It's March 12th.
That's his birthday.
That's his birthday.
On a Sunday?
Or what? No. The party could be the 11th. Whatever. But the birthday's not for weeks.
No, but you're saying
you know
the
what?
Birthday.
I don't know.
His birthday's the 12th, I know. But we don't know when the party's going to be.
No. But it's presumably not a month early.
Yeah, it wasn't the Saturday.
And if you all of a sudden an invite comes, we're all good, right?
No, I'm not going.
You can't anymore.
I mean, we're all good, meaning that, like, I'm good. It would be the answer.
Going. Yeah. No, by the way, you know what? I'd be curious to know. I wonder how the company feels about this whole thing.
It's a great point.
Well, you know they're
their family, well, too.
Here's the
why thing. Didn't he invite the company?
Here's
how's Lonnie not invited?
Here's the reality. Should they be offended? No. Will they?
Absolutely.
Well, I think they'll be more offended that, you know, Yummy is not invited. Because they back Yummy.
They do. They love Yummy.
Let's face it, the company is about Rick, right?
Yeah.
Yummy.
There's no company with just Dave.
No. No, obviously he doesn't like company.
He doesn't like
any kind of company.
Well, guess what? You know, he just saved me some nice cash. Saved me some money for July.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Chris Carlin used to produce Mike and the Mad Dog.
Oh, yeah.
And he texted me, he's been listening, he said, even at their worst, when the show was about to break up in 2000, Mike actually invited Dog to his wedding. Now, it was Mike's wife who did it without telling Mike, but Chris said literally the bonding of it saved the show at the time, wow. Started to mend the fence.
And there's a hidden villain here, guys.
Who's
and that?
That
hidden villain is the queen of all enablers, Sherry.
Yeah, but she did offer that.
Well, and she should have insisted. No. You're a moron. I'm still married to you, and you're fortunate that I still am, and I haven't come to my senses. You have to invite at least the three guys on your show. She should have insisted.
If she's just out of self-preservation.
If she's putting this together, Peter, Sherry's got to insist. No. At least Rick, RJ, and Ray have to be there. If she didn't absolutely insist, then she's a guilty party in this as well.
Remember Myers Leonard, the guy who's been out of the NBA since March of 2021?
The former Heat.
Anti-Semitic slur, right, on a video game, mm-hmm, live stream. He's signing a 10-day contract with the Milwaukee Bucks, so he is getting back in the league.
Wow. So I guess he can play? I mean, to be gone for a few years, to kind of been a jobber, with all due respect, like not a star, and get a shot after that now, a couple years later.
Well, he was rehabbing post-surgical nerve damage on his right leg.
When it happened?
I'm not sure if it might have been when it happened, yeah. So maybe that was still an issue. All right, Daniel Jones wants $45 million, according to reports. Giants kind of locked in at $38 million over 5 years. Jets met with Derek Carr over the weekend, according to... who was it that said that they feel they can win a championship? Jeff Darlington of ESPN said the Jets believe they could win a championship. I've thought about this a lot, guys. I think I might change my position. If they truly believe that they can win a championship, then I don't think that you go for Rodgers.
Well, that's the answer. That has to be the answer. Because you'd be silly not to. Bird in the hand, right? I mean, that's
right, bird in the hand, and also the other bird is kind of like wacky.
Well, because there's a certain sacrifice you're willing to make for the championship. And there are more sacrifices with Rodgers. You'd have to give up Rodgers. You'd have to give up a pick or picks. So a bigger package. He might only play 1 year for you, maybe two at the most, really. I guess is all you can really count on. He's going to be 40 years old when the season starts. Derek Carr will be 32 when the season starts. So he's younger. Now, he doesn't have the resume, but he wouldn't cost you anything as far as draft capital is concerned. So if you think you can win a championship with both, I guess, wouldn't you go with the one that's actually cheaper and younger?
I think you have to. So if they don't do that, then they don't think he can win a championship. Because it would be, as Peter loves when I say, it would be malfeasance to go for the 40-year-old that you have to give up maybe a first-round draft pick for, than the 32-year-old that all you have to do is give up money if the end game is to win a championship, and you believe that you can win a championship. If they don't go after him, they must not think that.
Now, I'm a little dubious on we think we can win a championship. Was that something they told Carr as a sales point? Or do they really believe that Carr can win them a championship?
We don't know the truth. I think the truth, though, is probably being proven by the fact that they didn't try to sign him yet. Because why wouldn't you sit him down and blow him away with an offer before he could go to New Orleans?
No,
maybe
now
he wouldn't allow them to.
Now, from what I understand, was this his first visit? Has he been to New Orleans? I wouldn't think so. This was probably his first visit. So maybe it's, hey, I want to see what New Orleans has to offer. I want to see what Carolina has to offer before I make a decision.
He visited New Orleans first.
All right. So
it was his second visit.
So, and I think Carolina is probably on his list of teams that he might go to. But either way, there's enough information there to compare at least another team to. So if he walked out of the building, somebody wasn't completely sold. And if the conversation was, well, Derek, we want you if Rodgers falls through, then obviously they don't think they can win a championship with Carr. Otherwise, why would Rodgers be on the table at that point?
Well, let's go to Sam in New Jersey. Sammy!
Hello, Michael, Don, and Peter.
How are you doing?
Good. There's a thing about Daniel Jones that I don't understand why nobody's talking about.
Okay.
Nobody's talking about the fact that the fifth-year option could have actually been a negative for him if they had given it to him last year. So they give him $22 million last year as opposed to $32 million this year just with the franchise tag, and they'd only have him for the one. What if he has a second good year? Would it be – so they're looking at $38 million right now. Would they be looking at $50 million next year, 2024, say he has 25 touchdowns this coming season? Would it be a $50 million contract?
You're right, but I think they feel more comfortable giving him $50 million if he actually – and first of all, he didn't have a great season last year. He had a good season. Now, if he had a great season, then you give him whatever the market bears. But for him to ask for 45, which he has the right to do, if I'm the Giants, he didn't have a $45 million year.
He was good.
Even though he's a free agent when a lot of teams need quarterbacks,
hey,
let other teams pay him that.
The fact remains – that if the offer that it's being thrown out there is true, $38 million a year for 5 years, that's $190 million. They don't think that this guy is going to be Mahomes or Allen or any one of the great quarterbacks in the league, but they think they can win with him, and the price is 38. For him to go to 45, and if he's willing to risk the franchise tag, I'll say it, I think he's delusional.
Let's go to Thomas in Charlotte. Tommy, what's up?
Hey, Michael.
What's up?
I'm just I'm a little disgusted about the fact that Daniel Jones is looking for $45 million a year.
Should be. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Don't be disgusted. He has the right to look for it. What is he going to end up with? Is he going to walk because they don't give him 45? Then you could be disgusted.
No, but you could be a little disgusted.
Why?
Here. No,
why?
Because
all's fair in contracts.
But all's fair in contracts. But Michael, this is really kind of brazen. because he might force the Giants' hand to franchise him. If he just takes the $38 million, that's $6 million more than the franchise tag, four more years on top of the franchise of money. I'm sure the overwhelming majority of that money would be guaranteed.
Like, but people don't operate in a vacuum, Don. I think his representatives must know that the money's out there for him somewhere.
I really would be surprised. Are you telling me there's a team out there that would give Daniel Jones $45 million over five years?
I would think not. But, again, I don't begrudge him the right to ask. If that rubs you the wrong way, I don't begrudge you that right either.
But don't you think – I understand. A caller said it earlier. You have the right to negotiate a fair contract. Do you think him asking for $45 million is fair? It's not fair. He can ask for whatever he wants. He's not playing fair. I'm sorry. He hasn't done enough to ask for $45 million a year. Come on, that's unfair.
Well, maybe he thinks, you know what? They made me, sing for my supper. They didn't pick up my fifth-year option. I'm going to make him pay.
But then you didn't do as much as you think you did.
Yeah, but everybody's anointing him as great because 15 touchdowns.
But not us. We're being consistent.
Even Lawrence Tynes, who is a former player, only went as high as 40. We thought he was nuts then. So he didn't even go as high as 45.
That would make him, I know it doesn't matter. It's the timing and blah, 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 blah. Right now that would make him, what, the second highest paid quarterback in football?
No, because I believe that Mahomes will make more next year. Rodgers will make $59 million.
Well, no, Rodgers is one. I know that.
Right.
But he's right there.
He's up there.
Now, what his agent, if we had his agent on, his agent would argue, hey, my client's going to go out there and he's going to play excellent and you guys are going to the championship game with my client. And that $45 million, year two, year three of that contract is going to look like a bargain.
Sure it is.
Does anybody in their right mind think that Daniel Jones is going to jump from 15 touchdown passes to 30 because they added a couple of wide receivers?
No,
I don't.
Now, I think he'll be better. I think he can get to 20, 22, maybe rush for another touchdown or two, maybe throw for another 600-700 yards, maybe get to 4,000. So I'm going to pay $45 million a year to a guy that's going to throw for 4,000 yards and 22 touchdowns? Are you smoking dope? Are you snorting crack? No. He's out of line. It's not fair. It's ridiculous. Delusional.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.